independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Comments made by my Republican colleagues are outrageous. Beneath the dignity of the job that they hold, beneath the dignity of the respect that we would like Congress to command, how dare they say such a thing? How dare they? Well, I don't even go into the whole thing.
Nancy Pelosi doing what Nancy Pelosi does. How dare the Republicans say that any of this rhetoric, especially from their side, caused any of this stuff? How dare they? I'm watching they've all poured onto the field, think they're going to hold a prayer. They're all kind of got their arms around one another, all wearing different uniforms. The congressional baseball game's about ready to start tonight. Yesterday, the shooting, horrible incident took place as the GOP was practicing, getting ready for tonight's game. And still going to go forward. They're taking their hats off now. They're all getting down on one knee. Looks like they're going to say a prayer. And, of course, Steve Scalise is still in the hospital, went through his third surgery today after being shot yesterday in the hip. The bullet ricocheted, went up, tore up some of his organs, and massive internal bleeding, and still fighting for his life in critical condition. The rhetoric's bad. It's horrible. We've got to get a grip on who we are, what we're about. We've got to start treating each other better, and we've got to understand that people have a different point of view than you, and that's okay. It's the beauty of our country. They've got a different point of view, and maybe you think they're wrong, and they think you're wrong, and you can have a discussion with them without it becoming a fight. We get heated because we feel that somebody is attacking our belief system and who we are as individuals, and we get heated. Because what if they're challenging some beliefs and they've got some facts behind them and those facts are real? My feelings will override those facts, and I'm going to take it out on you by screaming and yelling. Social media has allowed us to get into each other's face and each other's lives a lot quicker and faster, some for the good and some for the bad. But yesterday was a reminder that, you know what? Bad people on both sides exist. Yesterday, the left, they've got to realize that they had a bad one in their basket, right? Their deplorable basket. They had a bad one. But we've got to stop doing what we've been doing, which is fighting and screaming and yelling and taking to Facebook and every other form of social media that we have to argue with one another, to troll one another, to piss each other off. And we've got to. Because if you're going to want to win an argument, if that's what you want to do, if you have to be that person that must win the argument, then have a real discussion with somebody with facts and figures and the story that backs up your belief system in something from real reputable sources. If that's what you have to do, if you must. But a lot of times you're arguing with narrow-minded people who have zero want or desire to talk to anybody on, quote-unquote, the other side. This is Arizona Rep. Jeff Flake.
I've got to think, and I wouldn't continue in this profession if I didn't believe that we can do better and will do better. There will be a time, I believe, where most Americans will reject this kind of, politics of personal destruction. And
I hope so. You know, even today, Ted Nugent, who has had his controversy with Obama, who's had his controversy on several different occasions with fights with liberal groups from PETA and beyond, he said today, I'm done. Done with this stuff. We've got to stop this rhetoric. I'm done with it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do any of this kind of stuff anymore. I'm not going to go out there and advocate for anything like this. I'm going to keep it clean and keep it real. And we need to do that. Now I get people who email me and say horrible things about me. Guys challenge me to fights and say all kinds of stuff. They insult me, and that's fine. I laugh at that because they're emotional. because maybe I've pointed something out that they don't like. A smart man will realize that they're not right all the time, and that sometimes they've got portions of a story, and that that puzzle put together looks a little bit different from the other side, and maybe looks like there's truth. Never argue with a stupid person, ever, because you can't win. You can't. But it's tough to argue with people who are emotional, and especially when it comes to politics, because we've lost our way when it comes to civility in this country.
We just got to stop ascribing the worst motives to our opponents and debate ideas. That sounds simple. We always say that, but we've got to do it, and we've got to discipline ourselves.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to learn to put the keyboard down, to turn your back and walk away, to say, I have had enough. Now, I said yesterday, this clown who did what he did, I said, I'm going to tell you why he did what he did. Because he was a loser. He victimized himself, and through victimizing himself, you know what he did? He went to places where he could be around other people who feel they were victimized, who feel their common enemy is the Republican Party, Republican supporters, Trump himself, where they could talk about how horrible the monster of the right is. And they gin each other up. It's like being around negative people. How many of you have people in your life who are negative all the time with very little positivity in their life? And after a while, you're like, I can't be around this person. They bring me down. Well, you're smart enough to leave. A lot of times negative people like to be around other negative people, and all they want to do is bitch, whine, and moan. And that's what happens. This is Dr. John Huber. He's a behavioral expert talking about what I said.
He was a big Bernie Sanders supporter, and last year he lost his business because a government license was not renewed for him, and he was very angry. And then on Facebook, he was a member of Exterminate the Republicans.
Yeah. Exterminate the Republicans. What do you think's going on in there? Angry people being more angry, venting 24/7 about how horrible the other side is, and victimizing themselves. You're a victim of this. You didn't get your license because the Republicans hate you. Because old white men are making millions of dollars and you don't have anything. That's what happens. A loser who then goes deeper into the rabbit hole of loserism and finds other people that he can console with who also feel the same way, and they sit there and they commiserate about how horrible life is. Oh.
He was looking to blame the government for his failure at 66. No business, no life. He was probably feeling very worthless and at odds with life. And so what else do I have? So I might as well go out with a bang.
Luckily, he failed. God willing that Steve Scalise pulls through, but minor injuries to the others. They're already out of the hospital. And again, God willing and prayers are with Steve Scalise that he's going to pull through this and he'll have failed. But they're the same people, right, that are in these things, right and left, by the way. Like I said, I've got people that I see post stuff and I just sit there and I shake my head because they're angry and they're pissed off and it's always somebody else's fault. Their failures in life are somebody else's fault. And they find an avenue to vent. And with that, they find people that will commiserate with them and will back them in why it's somebody else's fault, turn themselves into a victim. And that's sad. That's sad. This guy was a 66-year-old loser who had nothing going for him, living inside of his van, taking showers at the YMCA and the gym. And all because he failed at life. And it was the Republicans' fault. It's always somebody else's fault, kids. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Millions of you are going to be traveling. But you know what else millions of you are going to be doing? You're going to go to work every day. That's right. Do you know between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., when you're doing your best work, burglars are doing their worst, and they're trying to get into your home? Yeah. Now, you could hope that they don't get in, but we all know that they probably know what they're doing. So what do? How about build an arsenal of all-day protection with Simply Safe home security? It stops intruders in their tracks. It's a completely wireless system, Simply Safe is. You can install it yourself within an hour. It's that easy. Entry sensors, glass break sensors, high-definition security camera, all for less than $15 a month. How about that? Build an all-day, round-the-clock protection arsenal for your home and your family for less than $15 a month. No hidden fees, no contracts. It's amazing. And all for less than 15 bucks a month. That's what Simply Safe gives you. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount off the home security system, right? So your home security system is going to come. It's easy to install. In less than an hour, you're up and running. You can see what's going on in your home, even when you're not there. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Save yourself 10%. That's simplysafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now, 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
So, I'm watching the group of people roll in and out of there, the congressmen. I don't know if there's a few senators that are playing as well. They're all shaking each other's hands. They're all being announced. This game is getting ready to be played. Looks like a decent crowd there at Nationals Park. And I expected, they said, somewhere between 10 and 15,000. I think you're going to get that today. And I think that they're going to raise a lot more money. Despite the shooting, the game is going on after yesterday's shooting. And it's going to be interesting to watch. First of all, it's just fun to watch people that don't play sports run around and try to play sports. Because the injuries are going to happen, right? That's somebody's pulling something tonight, and somebody is going to hurt themselves. And here's another one, Producer Phil. If you're a pitcher and you don't like the person that's on the other side there, do you brush him back, maybe throw at him?
You never know.
Yeah, I might beat him, you know? I'm just saying. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Before we went to break, we were talking about social media and the craziness and that people can go down the rabbit hole there. Just like I think you see people who get radicalized by ISIS, right? They're looking for people who share a common misery, and they find it. Misery loves company. 844-344-2423. Ron in Indy, what's happening?
Misery likes company. You said it best. And you know what? There's so many experts in the world anymore just because they have social media. You know, if you really think about it, all the mans that are on there, okay, now they have a voice because they're not just with a few friends, you know. And I will say this, if you've got 800 friends on Facebook, you're a fake. Now, all that aside, though, if you think about it, social media is almost like the, you know, gasoline that's being thrown on all this stuff. Now, if you go back 30 years, what would it have been like if there hadn't been any social media? You know, but at the same time, I'll say this. We got people getting on CNN. We got people getting on Fox that are supposed to be experts. And you know what? I don't see it. I really don't. And I think that's three-quarters of the problem of how this stuff gets ramped up. And you know what? For God's sakes, people, let's stop doing marches for entitlements and deviance, and let's do some marches for something that actually means something. It's going to help the damn country. Because God
absolutely,
knows,
my man.
Going the way we
absolutely,
are.
My man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks. We got to jump. And you know what? I like, I just, the anti stuff doesn't work. Anti-war, this, that, and the other. I know it was Mother Teresa, right? Power of positive thinking. She says, if you want to invite me to an anti-poverty, anti-hunger march, I won't be there. But if you want to invite me to something that promotes success, I'll show up. Change it, right? It's change it. Change the way you look at things. But here's a perfect example of how things change. Think about today and how social media is. Take Trump out of the equation. Put Bubba in. Put Bill Clinton in the equation with Monica Lewinsky, with all of that stuff. Think about that. What would that be like today? We always talk about how we are glad that we didn't have social media because all of the stuff we got up to and all the angst and the craziness, that, wow, we'd be in so much trouble. But if you think about, take some of the situations that we see today, you know, with the way that social media is, but then put somebody like, you know, Bill Clinton with all of the scandals and all of the women and all of that stuff, what would that be like? Yeah. And then conversely, put Trump back in 1992, 93, where people could have an opinion piece and there was a few 24-hour news things, but it was still fledgling and talk radio was just starting to get off the ground. You wouldn't find the same kind of anger and rhetoric because somebody who's pissed off in Portland, Oregon, doesn't really have a way to connect with somebody who's pissed off in Portland, Maine. Well, now they do. And that's great. But with that responsibility, you've got to watch what people do because there's people taking things way too far. With that great opportunity and the great world that we live with, there is great responsibility. And some people are taking it and they're running with it. And some people are only interested in the fight. They're not interested in the solution. They want to break stuff. They want to scream. They want to yell. Can't stop that because they're not interested in anything other than the destruction of stuff. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chapinsonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Have a great story about Netflix and it just where we are, speaking of modern times and how it's changing and to think about the speed of change because it can happen, people. You can be somewhere one day struggling, and within a few years, you could look around and go, whoa. Well, Netflix is looking around going, whoa. That's straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Well, did Donald Trump deliver a message to all the people at the baseball game tonight? Saying, you know, hey, it's great that people come out. It's a bipartisan thing here to raise some money and to support our national pastime. But this has also taken a different kind of turn after the events of yesterday. So he's delivering, you know, kind of an impassioned thing. And even last night, Stephen Colbert, you know, paid him kudos saying, look, don't like the president, but, you know, I think we realized that. But he applauded the president for saying we need to come together. We need unity, which we won't get. Tomorrow it'll be something different. You know, the president's pissed because he's being investigated. And but that has nothing to do with the anger. That's on him. That's on him. People are pissed. The people that are angry at the world, they're not pissed because somebody's under investigation. They're pissed because they think everybody's done them dirty and that they're all cheaters and liars. And that's how they got to the point in life where they are. And they've all crushed people to get there. Ooh, crush you. You know who you are. Food. We all love it. Who doesn't, right? Tastes good. Tastes delicious. And a lot of times stuff that tastes delicious is usually not great for you. Everything's about moderation. Everything in life is about moderation. We're here at the Chad Benson Show. We are going to give you yet more knowledge tonight to make you feel better. We told you not to go to North Korea. If you take anything away, that's one great thing you should take away is don't go to North Korea because it's bad, right? Even if nothing happens to you, you don't come back and you go, you know what? I just miss North Korea. You don't do that because there's nothing to miss there. But we also try to give you some health tips. We do. And apparently, French fries aren't very good for you.
French fries are pretty great. We as Americans eat almost 2 million tons each year. But it turns out eating too many French fries at least twice a week could increase your risk of death. I mean, we already knew that they weren't that great for your health. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition released a new study. They looked at potato consumption in about 4,440 older people between the ages of 45 and 79. And at the end of the 8-year study, 236 people died.
Now, was that on the way to get some of the French fries? French fries are delicious. Because, you know, Jim Gaffigan said it right. Your mother will never make anything in her life as good as McDonald's French fries. They are amazing. But like everything else in life, it's moderation. Very few times you're like, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to get some fries. No, you go there, you get a burger, you get a soda, you get fries, you get an ice cream. There's a lot of things that go into this. And this is why I don't like these studies, because it's not all things being equal. Some people's bodies react to certain things in a different way. But I think we can all realize that eating a lot of French fries is a bad thing. And it's also the way that the French fries are prepared and the potatoes.
Now, it really depends on the type of potatoes you eat. Eating things like French fries, fried potatoes, and hash browns at least twice a week more than doubled the risk of death. But things like potato salad or boiled, baked, and mashed potatoes are fine. Researchers say for now, the link is an association, not a direct causation. So for now, enjoy the fries, but maybe cut it down to once a week.
Ah, no. No. You know why? Okay, here's the thing. All right, I'm going to let you guys in on something. Stuff that's bad for you tastes amazing. Stuff that's good for you is gross. Right? You know why those people work out so hard at the gym? It's because they're starving and they've got to work out hard. Otherwise, they're just going to be sitting around going, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. Moderation. How hard is it? I read it. There's a great article talking about, and it's education and moderation. But there's an article about smoking that's out, and that the study shows that, you know, educated people, successful people, don't smoke. Undereducated people, usually unsuccessful people, do smoke. Why is that? Well, it's because of better education. No, it's some of it is that, but I think everybody knows, poor or rich, black or white, brown or green, from a different planet, or from under the sea, that smoking is bad for you. You don't need an education. You know what goes great with that? You know, if I had an education, like, you don't have a bachelor's, so that means that you don't understand smoking kills? No. But there's more to that if you read into it. Smoking is very bad for you. People who tend to be educated tend to be driven. People who tend to be driven tend to have successful habits. And they tend to want to achieve things. That's real. Now, some people, more creative people they talked about, you know what? They tend to smoke a little bit more. They're creative. They tend to do other things. It's not just, oh, people who are, people don't have, a master's degree, they don't get smoking. No, I knew as a child smoking was bad. It's about habits as much as anything else. It is. Used to be, it was about being cool, right? Are you cool? That was it when you were younger. It's a cool thing to do. I was never cool. Not like Fonzie. Watching the baseball game. The congressional baseball game is going on. We've had a walk and now a stolen base.
Did you see that? So that was awful.
That was horrible. Was it horrible? Like, somebody's going to get hurt doing something that normal people see as routine. That was horrible, right? Like, the ball's in center field. People are running all over the place. And the stolen, you could have walked to the stolen base. And you also don't realize, when you see something like this, you don't realize how big Major League Baseball players are. Because the field looks massive, doesn't it, Phil? Like, they're like midgets are playing.
they're walking, and they haven't gotten halfway between the bases yet.
Yeah, it's not like you go to those celebrity games, and they all, you know, they at the baseball stadium, they have shorter bases, they have a fake fence, you know, that's about 100 and, you know, 50, maybe 200 feet out there. So just about 100 feet past, you know, like second base. They got a fence and they play softball. This is baseball. And they're playing on a regular diamond. I'd love to see somebody go yard, right? You got to love that. Somebody's pulling a hammy tonight. Somebody's pulling a hammy. It's absolutely true. Somebody's pulling a hammy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. So Netflix. Netflix is rocking. Netflix is not just rocking a little bit. Netflix now is surpassed cable television as far as subscribers. Now, if you put DirecTV in there, they're above. But Netflix right now is above cable television as far as subscribers go. This is how fast things can take off. People are cutting the cord, and it's only getting stronger for Netflix and for other forms like that. You've got Hulu, you've got Amazon. I think if you add all those up, it's going to be close, even with DirecTV and the Dish and cable. You add those up, plus you've got Now TV, Sling. ESPN's getting their ass handed to them. We've talked about that, how they're struggling tremendously, that they're having to make massive layoffs across the board. It's a tough time out there because people want to choose television the way they want it. I talked about it earlier on the earlier show, and somebody emailed me, and it was, I was... Look, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be kind. Because I don't think people understand, you know, because I think they think, oh, yeah, everybody's like me. No, not everybody. The world's changed. I mean, most of you probably have some cable, right? You have Dish, but a good portion of you and a younger generation has gotten rid of it. They don't want it. They don't need it. They got all of the news they need right on their phones, right on their tablets. They can watch whatever they want to watch whenever they want to watch it. They're struggling. What are they going to do? You can go to Amazon now. If you want HBO, you want Cinemax, you want Showtime, you could purchase those for a fee. I can get like BN Sports and stuff like that on my Roku thingy, my smart TV thing. I can get that, which is, you know, a separate sporting thing. And that's why a lot of people have it. Because live sports is the one thing that they haven't got yet. That's why I said earlier, man, if I'm ESPN, I'm like, look, here, why don't we get together with Netflix, or why don't we get together with some of these and say, hey, we'll put out our own package, you know, our own sports thing, and we'll roll it out. And we'll do it that way. Give people $5.99. That way they can see Monday Night Football. That's why some people have it, because you want Monday Night Football. Or you have – and with Amazon picking up football this year, that's going to be – they have 10 games. They have 10 games this year. So the guy emails me, and it's – you know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the numbers, and he says the reason people keep TV is DVR. Most of what I want to watch isn't on Netflix. I don't watch sports. You have no idea what you're talking about. Well, that's you, sir. But what is it you want to watch? He says, I think most people agree with me, but I'm not going to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon to find something to watch when I can find it in one place. It's a pain in the butt. I can find whatever I want. How long does it take you to maneuver through Netflix, Phil?
Oh, well, you know me. It takes me an hour.
Yeah, but if you want to watch something, does it take you an hour to find it, or you can be there real quick?
Oh, no, I can be there real quick.
That's it. Amazon, I could be there like that. Hulu, I could be there like that. By the way, the three of those together is less than $40 a month, $35 a month. I had no problem with that. And I choose what I want when I want to watch, where I want to watch it. And I don't have to DVR anything, and I don't have them coming to me going, hey, your DVR is full capacity. I can find just about anything I want, period. And the internet gives me the rest. And now with Netflix and all of them doing their own scripted television shows, even Facebook now is doing scripted television. It's only going to get tougher for these companies to compete. And this is where the business model of competition shows you the greatness of capitalism right here. It's a great, great thing. It's a business model that works. Capitalism, given competition, which is opening up things to more people, which is opening up more opportunities for actors and actresses, opening up more opportunities for small companies to compete in a way that they wouldn't have been able to compete 15, 20 years ago. And they can now. And it's giving them creative freedom. It's amazing. It really is. But if you think that somehow that TV is going to make this massive comeback, that newspapers are making a massive comeback or any of this, it's not. It's not. I hate to break the news to you people. It's not. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. And check out chatbensonshow.com. Got a lot of cool stuff on there. And we got your major league and your minor league stories. Go there, check it out. Brand new layout at chatbensonshow.com. It is the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? How about this? They're called the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. That's their name, minor league baseball. It's amazing. They're having quite the giveaway. It's the gift that may be giving for 18 years.
The minor leagues don't get the huge crowds that the majors do. And in order to get people to come see games, the minors usually have some quirky promotions in order to shore up ticket sales and fun. The team will be giving away hundreds of pregnancy tests to attendants for a promotion they are calling You Might Be the Father's Day. According to the team's website, the Jumbo Shrimp will be distributing pregnancy tests, so you'll know if you need to return for Sunday's Father's Day game.
So giving away pregnancy tests because you might be the Father's Day. We're like, is it Maury? Is Maury going to be there? No, it's not Maury, but that's kind of cool. So you go, and you don't have to take the test, obviously, if you don't want to, but if you're a woman and you go with your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, and hey, you know what? You take the test and you maybe go, oh my God, I won tickets for Sunday. You bring it back. Hey, guess what? You're going to be a papa. You're going to be a papa. How cool is that? I think it's funny. I love minor league sports. And Phil, you and I have had it. We've had a chat about this on numerous occasions with you were out in Toledo with the Mud Hens. It's minor league baseball is there's nothing like it.
And even with the Bay Sox out here. Yes, absolutely. It's a lot. It's a real nice experience.
And it's cheap. It's great for the family. You go to these things. When I was in Sacramento, we had the River Cats is the team there. They were at the time the Oakland A's affiliate, AAA team. And every year, I think the two or three years that I used to go to the games all the time, they were the number one minor league franchise in sports. And they're incredibly well run. It's inexpensive. You get to see close to Major League Baseball. And most of the games, you're seeing a Major League player or two who's on rehab or have been sent down. It's amazing. And it's fun. And it's cheap. And it's great. And some of them, it's, like you said, they have unique stuff. And the names are great. The best name in minor league sports, the best name was Macon Ice Hockey Team called the Whoopee. Macon Whoopee was their name. I was just like, this is awesome. This is awesome. Speaking of baseball, Major League Baseball, like a lot of these organizations, the NFL, NBA, they like everything to be in unity, right? They want you to be in unity. Everything's got to look good, look the same. Nothing can look different, nothing at all. But Major League Baseball is going to do this. Coming up later on this year, they're going to allow players from August 25th to the 27th to have what they call a players' weekend, where players can actually be themselves on the field. The uniform will be the same, except you can have nickname numbers. You can wear things that are a little bit different that you wouldn't normally do because they feel they want their players to have some style. So they're going to give them options to wear their nicknames. They can have nothing inappropriate or obviously offensive, but they're allowed to have gloves and wristbands that they normally wouldn't be allowed to wear. They can wear sleeves, special kind of sleeves. They can do all kinds of things, and they can wear something. This is, too. They're allowed to wear different kind of shoes because now it's all uniformity. so it can allow them to wear different kind of shoes. And I think that's kind of cool that they're allowing them to do that. Say, what? And finally, TMZ, just they've got something up, and we'll post it. It's entertaining. Chris Vanderheerden, who was an IBF world champion, South African, lives in Los Angeles, has sparred with Conor McGregor in the boxing ring. And he said, look, I got back from holiday, and, you know, I fought the guy, and I could hit him whenever I want. I can do whatever I want to him. And if he thinks he has a chance in the boxing ring against Floyd Mayweather, he's fooling himself. I can hit him wherever I want. And they said, well, what about, you know, TMZ's like, what about if he hits him? Does he have the power? And he's like, he's been hit by bigger, stronger guys. He doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. I don't know. I'm never going to say never, but I it's got the potential to be one of those fights where, you know, after about 9 rounds, his eyes swell shut and it looks, you know, doesn't look good. But you got that one power punch potentially. You never say never. And remember, he's 13, 14 years younger than Mayweather. So maybe that plays something into it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.